Okay, here we go. This is the introduction to series 3 of my baby of a podcast, Noisy and Outspoken. I am so excited to be releasing a third season of this. Here we are. Here it goes. I'm so excited. As you may have heard, we have just had a new musical intro done by the Just Sick Coach Party. They're an amazing band. I love them. We got introduced through the wonderful Lauren Hibbard, who was a guest on season 2. I met Coach Party at a festival last summer and just loved the vibe. So I asked if they wanted to make me a jingle and they were like, hell yeah. So that's the new jingle music. So cool. If you're new around here, you probably have no idea what's going on. I'm Em. I'm 23. I'm a live music and portrait photographer based in the UK, and I'm the host of this little podcast. I record it in my bedroom, and it speaks to women and non-binary people about their various careers and the journeys that they have gone through to make their passion their job. I feel very lucky to have this platform. It's something that I've worked very hard on over the last 2 years or so. I started working on it pre-pandemic. The first season that came out was actually all recorded in person, and then the second season was recorded all remotely, as this season was too. And it's something that plays a massive role in my life. I really do pour my heart and soul into recording these episodes, producing them, finding people to be on the episodes. The massive gender imbalance in the music industry is something that's played a massive role in my life as a creative over the course of my time within the industry, and it was something that I noticed maybe 4 or 5 years ago when I first started shooting gigs, and I just couldn't not say something. It goes back to my noisy nature. I couldn't not shout about what I was seeing in front of me, and I had to talk about it somehow. The podcast was originally birthed as a YouTube series, which is still online now. It lived on YouTube for about 2.5 years until it became a podcast in my third year of uni, and then I continued it after I graduated, and here we are now with a whole branding change, a whole name change, which I'm going to go into a little bit more, and it's really exciting. I feel like it's had a refresh. I'm just ready to go with it again. It's been a little while. I've had my break and I'm ready to get my teeth back into hosting and doing this all over again. The first thing I kind of want to shout out in the introduction of season 3 is the incredible team that has helped me work on this season. As you've obviously seen, there has been a huge brand name just shift. I feel like it looks very swish. Someone said to me recently that they could imagine this on like BBC Sounds, and I was like, well, that would be a dream. A girl can dream. But yeah, I have spent a lot of time finding some creatives to help me with this, and, you know, big up these people, because it wouldn't look and sound the way it does without them. I had the amazing Bron do all of the branding, and she did a stellar job. Like, it looks so good. I could never have done this myself, and she smashed it. My wonderful friend Neil, who I actually share my studio with, he did all the beautiful images of myself that you will see throughout the promo of the season. I actually hate having my photo taken. Neil can just about do it well. The lovely Al, who I went to uni with, is back as my darling editor. Thank you for cutting out all my ums and ahs and making me sound beautiful. And then I had Jenny do all my copy, and as I said in the intro, Coach Party did the amazing jingle. We love it. So if you're new here, you wouldn't notice anything different. However, if you are a returning listener to the podcast, you may know that the name has changed. Previously, the podcast was called Noisy Women. It was that name for 2 years. And I think in the 2 years that we've kind of had since the podcast was first named, we've seen a lot of change in the world. A lot of things has happened in 2 years. And I just didn't really feel like it sat right with me as a name anymore. I feel like in previous seasons, there was a lot more focus on the negative aspects that people have faced whilst working in the industry, which, don't get me wrong, there are still incredibly awful issues that happen within the music industry, and I know that myself and my peers have experienced a lot of sexism whilst working in a very male-dominated industry. However, I wanted the focus to move away from the negative elements and instead focus on some of the incredible women and non-binary people who are working in this industry and raise and celebrate and showcase their careers careers and give them the platform and kind of attention that they deserve, because I have met so many amazing creatives in the last 2 years, and I feel really blessed to be friends with some of them and surrounded by so many of them. And I don't really feel like there's a podcast which celebrates careers in this way. For me, changing the name felt like turning over a new leaf. It felt like a good shake up. It felt like a change. And I'm really excited for you guys to hear the conversations that I've been having over the last couple of months, which you'll be listening to over the next couple of months and whenever you may discover this podcast on your listening platform of choice. For those of you who don't know anything about me, I'm a live music and portrait photographer. I've been working within the industry for about 5 years. And when I first stumbled into the industry, very wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, I felt like it was a place where unless you knew someone, there was no way you were ever going to make it. And I didn't know anyone. I really stumbled into it by accident. I didn't know anybody. And a lot of this industry is who you know. A lot of jobs you get are through people you know and people you went to school with. And I didn't have any of that. And I just really hope that the podcast is a place where anyone can come to and they can listen to conversations with some crazy talented people about how they started working in this industry. Hopefully this will give them someone to look up to and see as a role model, as someone that they can work in a similar vein as. And when I first wanted to become a music photographer, I would sit and obsess over multiple different music photographers' works. And I'm actually very lucky that a lot of those people became my friends down the line. The aim is that if the podcast can become a space that I wish I had had when I was still at school and I had known that all of these crazy jobs existed, I would have had like a little bit more direction in trying to get into this industry, which feels very who you know rather than what you know. So yeah, season 3 is a go. There are some really cool people on this season. In the first episode of season 3, I will be speaking with Phoebe Fox, who is an absolutely incredible music photographer. She has toured with some very, very cool people, like very, very cool. And she's someone who, as I said previously, I used to look up to so much. I mean, I still do look up to, but I'm very lucky to also now call her my friend. Throughout season 3, you can also expect interviews with the likes of Orla Gartland, Tina Keys, whose actual name is Tina Heisen, but she plays keys, hence Tina Keys. Megan Gray, founder of Vocal Girls Club, Jess Izzet, who is a BBC Radio 1 presenter, and so many more. If this sounds at all up your street, make sure to subscribe on your relevant streaming platform, and I really hope you're looking forward to listening to season 3. Also, if you're new here, obviously go back and listening to the whole backlog, because there's some amazing guests in there. I've been lucky to speak to some incredible people over the last couple of years, and I hope this becomes your new favorite podcast. Thank you for being here. See you next week. I can't believe it's season 3.